We sat down at the table. Me and Jean-Marie on one side, my four new colleagues on the other.
Okay, everyone, this is a very exciting moment, Jean-Marie declared. We are, as the English say, branching away, flying into new horizons. We know we can succeed in the restaurant business. The fast food industry in France could not exist without our minced beef. Now we are going to take some more of the profit with our new English tea cafes. And we have someone here who knows this business. He gestured proudly towards me. As you know, Paul was chief of marketing of the chain of French cafes in England, Voulez-vous café avec moi? How many cafes have you created, Paul? There were 35 when I left the company, but that was 2 weeks ago, so who knows how many there are now. I was joking, but everyone in the room gaped at me, believing totally in this Anglo-American dynamism. Yes, Jean-Marie said, bathing vicariously in my reputation. I saw their success and I wanted their head of marketing, so I went to London and decapitated him.
Decapitated?
Headhunted, I said. Yes, thank you. I am sure that Paul will bring to our new chain of English cafes in France the same success he has known with the similar concept in England of French cafes in England. Maybe you can continue to present yourself, Paul, he said, apparently exhausted by his last sentence.
Sure.
I gazed along the line opposite with my best imitation of co-workerly love. My name's Paul West, I told them. I saw them all practice saying my name. I was in at the creation of Voulez-vous Café avec moi. We launched in July last year, July the 14th, of course, Bastille Day, with 5 cafes in London and the South East, and then opened the others in major British cities and shopping centres in 3 waves of 10. I brought a report with me so that you can read the full story. Before that, I worked for a small brewery. Beer company, I added, seeing their frowns. And that's about it.
You're really young,
said the skinny bloke, not accusingly, but annoyingly. Not really, I'm 27. If I was a rock star, I'd be dead. The bloke made apologetic gestures.
Oh, no, I'm not criticizing. I'm just admirative.
He had a weird accent, not quite French. I couldn't place it.
We are all admiring Paul, that's for sure.
Jean-Marie again managed to make me feel like he was coming on to me.
Why don't everyone present himself? He said. Bernard, start please.